This is WFYI News Now. It's December 12th, and I'm Arbana Heron. Later in the show, new criticism for a proposal to pipe water from Tippecanoe County to an industrial park in Lebanon.
They committed to it before they understood exactly what the situation was with water or how things were going to be paid for.
That's coming up, but first, these headlines. Attorney General Todd Rokita flouted the authority of the state Supreme Court with comments he made about the public reprimand he received earlier this year. That's according to Indiana's Attorney Disciplinary Commission. Brandon Smith reports the commission is asking the court to take an extraordinary step and make Rokita's confidential disciplinary agreement public.
The Indiana Supreme Court approved an agreement in November between the Attorney Disciplinary Commission and Todd Rokita that said he committed misconduct. The discipline stemmed from comments made by the Attorney General about Dr. Caitlin Bernard after she publicly discussed providing abortion care to a 10-year-old Ohio rape victim. Shortly after the court's opinion, Rokita issued a statement denying any wrongdoing, arguing he only agreed to admit misconduct to save a lot of taxpayer money and distraction. The Disciplinary Commission says those comments call into question Rokita's sincerity and damage public perception of the attorney discipline system's integrity and justness. It says publicly releasing the agreement and the affidavit that goes with it, which Rokita signed, will help restore public faith that lawyers cannot manipulate the discipline system. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.
The next step in the process allows Rokita to respond to the commission's request. If the request moves forward from there, the Supreme Court would hold a public hearing before making a decision. And more news in Indiana politics. Democrat U.S. Senate candidate Keith Potts announced Monday he's dropping out of the race. About 5 months after launching his bid, Potts announced on social media he won't move forward with his campaign to replace Senator Mike Braun. Potts is an Indianapolis City County Councilor, and after opting against the re-election bid for that office this year, Potts now says new professional opportunities will mean he won't run for the U.S. Senate. His departure from the race leaves Mark Carmichael and Valerie McCray as the two Democratic candidates vying for the open seat. Congressman Jim Banks and John Rust are both seeking the Republican nomination. And the U.S. Department of Transportation is investing more than $8 billion for improvements and expansions of passenger rail service across the country. Violet Cumber-Weiland reports, Indiana will use its funding to study potential improvements to the Amtrak Cardinal Line, which connects Indianapolis to Chicago, and a new proposed corridor connecting Louisville to Indianapolis.
The Cardinal Line currently runs from New York City to Chicago three times per week. It also stops in other cities, including a sometimes more than five-hour trip between Indianapolis and Chicago. The new funding provides up to $500,000 to Amtrak to begin developing a new plan to offer daily service for all stops along the route. The Indiana Department of Transportation is also receiving $500,000 to begin scheduling and estimating the cost of operating the route daily between Indianapolis and Chicago. The Kentuckiana Regional Planning and Development Agency will also receive funding to develop a proposed corridor between Indianapolis and Louisville. There has not been a line between Indianapolis and Louisville since the early 2000s. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Violet Cumber-Weiland.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland spoke with Indiana law enforcement members on Monday during a summit to address violent crime across the country. Katrina Pross has more.
Garland gave remarks at the U.S. Department of Justice's Violent Crime Reduction Summit in downtown Indianapolis. He stressed the importance of partnerships between local law enforcement and the federal government to combat crime.
In the most difficult moments for our communities and for our country, strong partnerships between federal, local, law enforcement, and the communities we serve are essential to getting us through.
Garland highlighted a drop in homicide rates across the country. He also underlined the heightened risk of what he called hate-fueled violence in the wake of the Israel-Hamas war. The DOJ also released its Violent Crime Reduction Roadmap on Monday to provide resources to local agencies. The summit runs through Wednesday. I'm Katrina Pross.
And for our final story today, a new report from the Citizens Action Coalition criticizes the Indiana Economic Development Corporation's proposal to pipe water from Tippecanoe County to an industrial park in Lebanon. Ben Thorpe reports the environmental advocacy group's report underlines deficiencies with the state water policy.
The report outlines a series of concerns with the state's handling of the water project, including the lack of legislative oversight and the fact that local jurisdictions don't have control over groundwater. Grant Smith is a consultant for the Citizens Action Coalition. He says he worries ratepayers will ultimately have to foot the bill for the new water infrastructure.
They committed to it before they understood exactly what the situation was with water or how things were going to be paid for. And they're just, right now, the taxpayer and ratepayer is at substantial risk.
Two state agencies are in the process of conducting studies of water availability in Indiana, both for the Tippecanoe County region and statewide. I'm Ben Thorpe.
The Indiana Economic Development Corporation did not immediately respond to a request for comment. That's all for today's episode of WFYI News Now. Our podcast is produced by the following people who live in your community: Darian Benson, Drew Dodlin, Kendall Antron, who composed the music for this podcast, and me, Aubriana Heron. Our news director is Sarah Neal Estes. If you like today's episode, remember to subscribe and share, and follow WFYI on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube to check in on our newsroom throughout the day. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.